Acts, chapter 28. And when they had escaped, then they found out that the island was called Mel. It, a, and the e, uncivilized people, showed us great kindness, because they kindled a fire and received every one of us because of the present Ra, in, and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, thir, e, came a snake out of the heat and fastened onto his hand. And when the uncivilized people saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer whom, though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance does no t allow him to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. However, they watched when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had watched a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed the r minds and s aid that he was a god. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who receive Dias and courteously lodged us 3 days. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a and of a bloody flow, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also, who had diseases in the island, came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they provided us with such things as were necessary. And after 3 months, we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the island, whose sign was Castor and Pollux. And landing at Syracuse, we stayed there 3 days. And from there we set a course and came to Regium. And after 1 day the south wind blew, and we came the next day to Puteoli, where we found B. Brothers and were asked to stay with them 7 days. And so we went toward Rome. And from there, when the B. Brothers hear D. of us, they came to meet us as far as Appii, Forum, and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw it, he thanked God and took courage. And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was allowed to live by himself with a soldier who kept him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together. And when they had come together, he said to them, men and brothers, though I have committed nothing against the people or customs of our forefathers, yet I was delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, would have let me go, because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spoke against it, I was constrained to appeal to Caesar, not that I had anything to accuse my nation of. For this reason, therefore, I have called for you to see you and to speak with you, because it is for the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain. And the why said to him, we neither received letters out of Judea concerning you, neither any of the brothers who came showed or spoke any harm about you, but we desire to hear from you what you think, because as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken aga inst. And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kin Gedom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from more ni inch until eve ning. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some did not believe. And when they did not agree among themselves, they departed. After Paul had spoken one word, the Holy Spirit well spoke by Isaiah the prophet to our forefat. He RRS, saying, go to this people and say, hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive, because the heart of this people has grown hard and their ears are dull of hearing, and d their eyes t hey have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart, and I'd be converted and I should heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, not Jews, and that they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great arguing among themselves. And Paul lived 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all who came into preaching the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence. And no man forbade him to speak.